McIntosh is scampering across the field. He ducks under a tackle inside the 10. And Danny Howard, I think, missed him three times. Eventually jumps on his back and puts him down. But Huddersfield, that ball could have gone anywhere. Fortunately for them, it went straight to Darnell McIntosh. Now there's a chance here for Rankin going for the line. Great scrambling defence from Hull. 2 metres out, stop him dead. Ball on the line. Here now is O'Brien. Gets it away to Brough. Brough moves it out wide. They've got numbers. McIntosh has spilled it.
It's a knock-on.
And it's another set that comes to the end. I think they should have taken the two there. I know hindsight's a great thing. Well, they're going to come back for the knock-on by Huddersfield, but that should have been a try for Hull FC.
One more good kick. Football, soccer style on the floor, rubbered it through. It was 20 metres out. They were only the fullback chasing, and he just kind of miskicked it. His foot went over the ball, and then it allowed John and Rankin to dive back on the ball. But they'll go back from the scrum. It'll be Hull FC head and feed off a drop ball from John and Rankin.
Kicks it high. Rankin's just got to catch this. He does catch it. Oh, and he's away. Now, has Rankin got the pace? He's going down the sideline. He needs support. He hasn't got it up to halfway.
Biggest
bit of the half comes after the hooter goes, and at half-time, the home fans applaud, as do the Hull fans away to our right. It's all level at the break. Brough steps out of a tackle. Here's Meller. First try. Incoming. Huddersfield in front. And it all comes, and they all come sprinting in. Jermaine McGilvray won't be fine. Ten quid this week.
Did he get in? Did
he was
in?
The first man in. Three gone second half. Huddersfield 4, Hull 0. Hammers it straight between the middle. And Huddersfield have first blood. Four gone second half. Here's O'Brien, jumps out of dummy half, and he's away. Straight through the middle. Can he get the pass away? Gaskill away. Second try of the night. Inside 2 minutes. We had to wait 43.
Who's lost?
For the try. And it is Huddersfield 10, Hull 0. As simple as that. You've been singing the praises of O'Brien all night, and he makes the burst up the middle. Gaskill finishes it off. Brough adds the extras. It's 12-0 in double quick time. Here now is Gaskill, 10 metres away, kicks ahead, he's taken out here, Gaskill. Ball is stayed in the field of play, and it's a penalty right in front of the post.
All within their own 20.
Three errors, 14 points.
Yep, tells its own story, Mark.
To Frimo. Frimo cuts back in. There was nothing on there, but Frimo might make it.
Oh,
he's
going to over!
And he's going to
score! Powerful!
Underneath the
post. Wow, individual.
A try
brilliance.
Out of nothing. But Harris gave Frimo the ball on the touchline. There was nothing on. And he's barged his way over, and Huddersfield will be really disappointed by that. Hull back in it, 14-4.
That was just individual brilliance, individual power. A little bit of individual brilliance like that can get you back in the game, and that's much, much needed from OFC.
14-6 here on Proper Sport. McGilvray bumps off Danny Houghton, going for the line. He's inside the five, and Hinchcliffe will score. Game, set and match. Jermaine McGilvray with a pass. Hinchcliffe seals it surely for the Giants. It's going to be 12 wins in 14. Huddersfield lead 18-6. Here now is Brough. Left-footed, slams it straight between the middle, and it is Huddersfield 20, Hull FC 6. The Giants looking to seal it. Leeming gets away from dummy half, gets the pass away to Gaskill. Here's Akuma Tai for the line, for the win. Ball came out, but he's got it down. And again, they're sprinting in. And again, Jermaine McGilvray might be £10 out. It's Huddersfield 24, Hull 6.
Oh, I bet they have some fun in that video room when they're reviewing the game.
As McIntosh nails a kick from out wide, 26-6.
Yeah, still gone.
And that's it. Job done at the John Smith Stadium.